From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let us sincerely and heartily now commit our time to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious God and our loving Father, we bow humbly before Thee in the Saviour's precious and all-prevailing name. We thank Thee for that name that must prevail with God, the name of the great God and our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ and our wonderful friend. And it is in His name and through His merit and by His grace that we now draw near to Thee, and we draw near with every expectation on the basis of the promise of the Word of God, that they that draw near to Thee, Thou wilt draw near to them. And this is our heart's desire, that we might have a fresh heart meeting with the Lord, so near the presence of God that our very hearts might burn within us, as the Lord goes with us through the Scriptures of truth, and through this time of worship. To this end, we pray for cleansing and purifying in the Savior's precious blood. We acknowledge our sin. We are a sin-laden people. But we thank Thee that if we confess our sins, Thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then we pray that Thou would fill us with Thy blessed Holy Spirit. Help us to worship Thee in the beauty of holiness. And we pray especially for Thy servant, the Reverend James Porter, as he comes to minister the Word, grant to him a double portion of Thy Spirit. And may he know what it is to preach the gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. We pray that precious souls watching this broadcast will be soundly converted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. And we pray that thou would grant repentance unto life. And for those perhaps who are thy children, but walking afar off, we pray that for them, as the word of God is proclaimed, the Spirit of God at work through the word, that they will be graciously restored to Christ and wonderful fellowship with him. And for thine own dear children in difficult, dark days, we pray that thou wilt help them to go on with God, encourage them and strengthen them, build them up on their most holy faith. And in these closing days of the age, times of confusion and times of deception, we pray that thou wilt grant discernment to know what they ought to do. And so we just commit now ourselves to thee. We pray that thou wilt abide with us. And in all things, it is our deep heart desire that the Lord Jesus, the great King, and the only head of his church alone shall be extolled and magnified. For we ask it in the dear Savior's name and for his sake. Amen. Amen. We're going to turn in our Bibles for our scripture reading just now. And the reading will take place from the Old Testament book of Job. Job chapter 22. And we'll begin our reading at the verse number 12. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not. And he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood, which said unto God, Depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. We'll end the reading there at the verse 25, looking to the Lord to add that essential blessing of his to the reading from his precious and inspired word. Our next hymn is the hymn, Peace Like a River is Flooding My Soul.
it's a privilege to be with you to share the Word of God today. Our verse that I want just to consider with you is verse number 21 of Job chapter 22. Let me read that verse with you. It says, "Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy precious and holy word, that thy word is truth, and that it is forever settled in heaven. And Father, our prayer would be that thou would bless thy word to all our hearts. Lord, use thy word to the saving of precious souls. Lord, use thy word to the blessing and to the building up of thy people in their most holy faith. Use it to the glory of thy name. This we pray and this we ask for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. In this life, we make friends with many different kinds of people. This happens through contact with others in school, in college, at work, and also in our interaction with others in the community where we live. Perhaps in life we have met or we will meet with somebody famous or somebody that is well known in society. Indeed, it is good to be friendly toward others. Indeed, the Bible, the Word of God says, a man that have friends must show himself friendly. But the most important person that we can be acquainted with in this life is the Lord. And Job chapter 22 and the verse number 21, it speaks to us about that vital relationship. That verse says, "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee." These words were spoken by Eliphaz to Job. And in this chapter, Eliphaz wrongly accuses Job of sin. He wrongly supposes that Job's trials were due to his sin. His thinking was wrong, for Job was a godly man. Indeed, the Bible says Job was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And the reason for Job's troubles was to try his faith and to draw him closer to the Lord. And this was something that Job himself realized in Job chapter 23 in the verse 10. Job there speaks about the Lord. And he says, "But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." However, Eliphaz does not see this. And he wrongly accuses Job of sin in verse 5 of Job chapter 22. He says, "Is not thy wickedness great, and thy iniquities infinite?" And thus in verse 21, our text, he exhorts Job to repent of his sin and to get right with God by saying, "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee." Now, although this verse is wrongly applied to Job on this occasion, for Job was a saved man, Job was a godly man, these same words are wise counsel for all who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. You see, the wisest thing that any unsaved person can ever do is to heed this verse and to be acquainted with the Lord. Indeed, as we would look at this verse and consider this all-important matter of acquaintance with God, there are three things that I want you to notice from this verse. Notice, first of all, here the meaning of acquaintance with God. Job 22, verse 21 says, "Acquaint now thyself with him." And the meaning here concerns man being reconciled with God. It means man knowing God as his loving Heavenly Father. The psalmist David had this wonderful acquaintance where he could speak of the Lord and he could say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, to have this acquaintance with God is the greatest relationship that you and I can have in this life. And all through his word, God calls us to be acquainted with himself. In Isaiah chapter 55 and the verse number 6, the Lord there says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20, the word of God says, "Be ye reconciled to God." And by such words, God there calls you and I to be acquainted with him. He calls you and I to be in friendship with him. By this call to acquaintance with God, it proves that by nature, you and I, we are separated from God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 says that by nature, each one of us are afar off from God. And this separation from God is because all of us have inherited a sinful nature from our first parents, Adam and Eve, when they fell in the Garden of Eden. The Bible declares, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. In light of this inheritance, we were born into this world, each one of us, sinners by nature and sinners by practice. Yes, you and I, we have sinned against God in thought and word and in deed. The Bible says, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our sin is grieving to God, because God is one who is perfectly holy. Remember the words of the prophet Habakkuk to God in Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 3. Speaking to the Lord, he said, "Thou art of pure eyes unto behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity." And my God is one who is grieved at sin. And my sin means that we all have an old nature that is at war with God, an old nature that is contrary to God. Romans 8 verse 7 says the carnal mind is enmity against God. And my, as God is just and as God is one who always punishes sin, then our sin means therefore that you and I are condemned to eternal punishment in hell for our sins. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Now, if you are still unsaved, this is why you need to be acquainted with God. You see, because of your sin, you are estranged from God. Because of your sin, your life is in a way that is contrary to God. And because of your sin, you are condemned already to the lake of fire, that place of eternal punishment and judgment for sin. My, if you are to be delivered from this awful ruin of sin and the awful penalty of your sin, then you need to heed this call to acquaintance with God. Yes, we see here the meaning of acquaintance with God. But notice secondly here, the way to acquaintance with God. Job 22 verse 21 says, "Be at peace." And my, if man is to be acquainted with God, he must be at peace with God. And the only way that man can be at peace with God is by faith in the person and in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Romans 5 verse 1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And if you are to be at peace with God and acquainted with Him, you must trust Christ as your Savior. You must rest upon His atoning blood shed upon the cross of Calvary to wash away your sins and to save your soul and your body from eternal judgment in that place which the Bible calls hell. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. In Exodus chapter 12, on the verse number 13, God says, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." And my, when God sees the blood of Christ, His Son, applied by faith to your heart for the blotting out of your sin before Him, then He will save you from the wrath to come. My, that is how the publican in Luke chapter 18 was acquainted with God. In Luke 18 verse 13, he cried out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And by such words, he was asking God to blot out his sin and to save him from a lost eternity on account of the person and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And his plea was heard in heaven, for Christ says, "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified." And if you are still unsaved, this is the only way that you can be at peace with God and can be acquainted with God. In Job chapter 22, in the verse number 22, it says, "Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth." And that speaks there of your need to heed the word of God and the instruction of the gospel. In verse 23 of the chapter, it says, "Return to the Almighty." And that speaks of your need to repent of your sin before God,
to turn from it, to confess it to God, and to trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. John chapter 10 and verse number 9, Christ says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And the only way that you can know God is to know Christ, and by trusting Him to save you from your sins. You remember the Lord Jesus Christ in His great high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, speaking to His heavenly Father in verse number 3. He says, and this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. The only way that you can know God is by knowing Christ as your own and personal Savior. Yes, the way to acquaintance with God. But finally, I wanted you to notice the blessing of acquaintance with God. It says at the end of our verse, and thereby good shall come unto thee. And such words show you that there is great blessing for all those who are acquainted with God by faith in Christ. The psalmist says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. My, when you're acquainted with God by faith in Christ, God will forgive all your sins. The Bible speaks of Christ and says, and by Him all that believe are justified from all things. God also will give you eternal life and a home in heaven. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a place heaven is. There's no sin there. There's no sickness there. No death there. There God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes. And there you'll be able to worship God perfectly and eternally and a fellowship with Him forever and with the people of God. Oh, is it any wonder the hymn writer says, to be there, to be there. What must it be to be there? And then in this life, when you're acquainted with God, God will bless you by His grace and by His power. He will change your life. He will enable you in your life day by day to live to the glory of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become you. Tell me, is it your desire to know your sins forgiven? Is it your desire to be sure of heaven? Is it your desire to know the blessing of God upon your life and time and in eternity? Is it your desire to be a blessing in your life to others day by day? Then I urge you to heed this call to acquaintance with God. Oh, listen to the words of Job 22, verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with Him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Acquaint yourself with God through faith in Christ and by knowing Him and trusting Him as your own and personal Savior. May God bless His word to your heart for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll just close in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence. We thank Thee for Thy word. We thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way to God, the way to heaven, the way to salvation, and the way to sins forgiven. And Father, our prayer would be that even through Thy precious word, that there'll be those who will come and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Here in heaven, Thy dwelling place, and answer prayer, for we ask it all for Jesus' sake and for Thine eternal glory. Amen. We're going to close our service by the singing together, hymn number 332. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have light in my soul, which so long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. And we'll stand as we sing.
thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv.